This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld III.
The third?
The third.
Who are the other two?
You may or may not find out in my memoir.
Oh God. Before we came on the air, we were just talking about Mariah Carey's memoir that just got announced. I will definitely be reading it. Barry seems less excited, but
just like if I'm going to read a book, that's not the one I'm going to read, you know, maybe on audio.
Ooh, do you think she's going to do her own audio book?
That I would listen to. Like I would listen if Mariah Carey did the audio book of her audio version of her book.
I feel like Mariah Carey doing an audiobook every like half a page, she would be like, darling, can you bring me a glass of water? And they would just leave it in.
I actually saw her in concert with Sean Paul. Her and Sean Paul went on tour or said something, and me and my friend, we were like 10, went on and saw her. So that is my fun fact about Mariah Carey. I can say that I have seen her live.
Mariah Carey and Sean Paul, what a duo.
I love talking about that because how freaking random is that?
That is incredibly random, but you know, sometimes those like random pairings are the best ones.
Like peas and carrots. Okay, yeah.
Peas and carrots. We have a lot to talk about today because finally Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is back after a month. It feels like it's been 10 years, but it has in fact been 4 weeks.
And last night's episode reminded me of, wow, it should have stayed off longer. But we'll get into it.
No,
we'll get into it.
We're not going to prejudge. And then we also have Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles. Let's just get right into Million Dollar Listing. Just some little thoughts about this week's episode.
It was a good episode, thankfully.
I'm loving this season. Every episode feels fresh and just kind of, it's a departure from watching Real Housewives or Vanderpump Rules or Southern Charm or something where everything is so kind of heavy. And
well,
it just
I like it, yeah, fresh. Because every episode is different because they are a different listing. But you know what I noticed this week? Remember Tracy wasn't in this last week's episode, and this week David and James weren't in this episode. So I feel like maybe it depends who has like a big listing, which obviously Tracy did. Maybe they'll cut like who is just not going to be shown that week, which I think is an interesting way to go about the show. But I kind of like that. It keeps me on my toes.
I like that we had time, that it actually gives you time to more see a full thing versus having to jump back and forth a million times, which obviously there are still multiple things happening, but this week, definitely the biggest two things that were happening were Tracy trying to get the listing on this giant Malibu portfolio, and then we finally saw Frederick coming to Los Angeles.
I'm so excited.
It's interesting because this week we kind of just got the first taste because Frederick had been having this drama with Josh Altman and his wife Heather, and they kind of squashed that beef a little bit. And then now I feel like from now on we're going to be seeing Frederick kind of just more on the show.
Right. But you know what's funny? We started off with Josh Flagg and this new friend that he has, Heather, which they finally found a house for this woman. I was like, and you know what? We know what made her pick the decision. She called out to her child son, who was like 7, and she was like, do you like this house? And he was like, yeah, it's big. I can play in it. And like, she's like, okay, for 4.8 million sold. And like, if anyone wants to ask me if they should buy that house, like, yeah, I'll give you my opinion. You could buy it for me is that guest house for me?
I liked
what
the house.
What do you need that guest house for? Me too.
I think she made a good choice. I don't know her, but I hope she's happy.
I don't think Josh Flagg knows her either.
But oh my goodness, this house in Malibu that Tracy went to. So this one individual house is like $75 million. And then the developer has this whole portfolio of the Malibu series, which is just the fanciest fucking thing I've ever heard. And the entire portfolio is $500 million of listings, which could lead to a commission of $10 million for Tracy, which just makes me sad that I am not in luxury real estate.
Well, okay. So it's crazy the work that actually went into this and how serious she like took this, because it's not just like, yeah, I'll sell this house for you. Like, she needed to come prepared with like a pitch to sell this. And I thought it was great that he even gave her the opportunity for the whole series, like not just that one house. But I do side note want to say, I actually liked this house more than the Razor House. Not saying I don't like the Razor House, but this was definitely more like, again, still too big for me. I don't need that much space, but it was breathtaking.
The Razor House is a cool house. The Malibu House is where I would want to live.
I don't think I'd still want to live in it. Like, they're just too big. Like, if I lived there with like seven of my girlfriends, yeah, I would do that in a heartbeat. Like, that'd be pretty cool. But like, this place had a wine room, every detail, the doors, like they're not on hinges. Like, they had a walk. This was actually the coolest thing ever, where the temperature, when you take the pan off, whatever, it goes right back to cool, so you don't burn yourself. I was like, how does one do that? Like, how much money did that stove cost to make, where like the 700 degrees just goes back to like nothing? So like, you can't burn yourself. That's crazy. Yeah.
I don't know anything about technology, but that is incredibly fancy. And also just when they showed back to back the view of the canyon and then the view of the ocean one after the other, I'm like, oh, so this is, it's like nice.
Yeah, at nice unreal. Enough where she wasn't allowed to put her handbag down on any of the countertops. The developer asked Tracy to please put it down on the carpeting in the corner. And it was so funny. Tracy was like, what, my Givenchy is not expensive enough to like put down somewhere? But you never know how editing worked out. Like, why did Tracy just randomly say, can I put my bag down somewhere? Like, those are the little details that I always look in those shows. I'm like, really? But we saw her pitch like come to life. And I wanted to ask you though, because she went back to her team and they all had ideas, which by the way, if I was on her team, I'd be so nervous to like come with an idea. But which idea, I jotted them down, like would you have chosen if that was you?
Because
one of them suggested a yacht in front of the property. So like the yacht party would be in front in the water. Another person did robe and slippers, which Tracy actually incorporated into her pitch. Another person did a tasting and another person did like the promotional film. Actually, before you answer, she clearly just didn't like the yacht idea because she used all the other ideas.
I was going to say, the thing is, okay, who doesn't like a yacht? But that house is like up on a cliff. So if you're down in the ocean on a yacht and you're saying, oh, look up there at that house. It's like, okay, the house looks nice, but I can't actually really see it.
Yeah, like what's in the house from here?
The custom slippers I thought were a very nice touch.
And the robe was the bartender, the details, the sushi, the cigar rolling. And it just showed like what Tracy was saying, how like you need to, I thought it was very interesting when she said, you need to, like, she kind of reversed the roles. She made it seem like the developer was coming to buy the house. And I liked it because it was a change of pace for the developer. Like, this is no longer your house. Like, you're looking to buy it. So it was kind of interesting to see her like really in her element. And I was sweating because I was like, oh my God, what am I gonna do if Tracy doesn't get this?
I think she'll be fine.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention.
But so yeah, that season is really heating up. I'm excited now that Frederick is there to have a little more drama, maybe, but still really enjoying it.
They were on Watch What Happens Live after the episode, all of them. And it was actually fun. They had the whole cast on. And they all went around, Andy went around and asked who everyone's competition was, and let everyone said Josh Altman, which is interesting. Like, they all did. Of course, Tracy goes, all of you. And they were like, no, you have to pick one. So she said Josh Altman. And it's funny because that's kind of how we see Frederick and Josh Altman, although I don't think right now they're enemies, but you know, they're two of the biggest, like Josh said, egos. And also, yeah, you'll like this, Dylan. Josh Flagg said they asked, Andy asked him about Sonia's townhouse.
Oh my God.
And Josh Flagg goes, said she should have sold it like years ago, which like I could have told her that. And also that she always prices it incorrectly. So it was a little intertwining of New York's.
Not super surprising to hear, but you know, Sonia, good luck. Okay, so now we're getting into Beverly Hills. We've been off the air for a month and we pick up right where we left off, which is at Kyle's backyard barbecue. And Denise is storming out and we see Rinna running through the house on the sidewalk in her bare feet. And she's trying to convince Denise to stay. And Denise is like, no, I'm going to go. I don't want to talk about it right now. I just want to talk to you. You didn't really stick up for me. And we just want to go get a steak and go to the strip bar. And that's that. They're gone.
Even Rinna starts laughing. She was like, wait, okay. Okay. If that's what you want to do, like, by all means, go ahead.
It was so funny. After Denise and Aaron finally left, they show Rinna kind of like running back into the house. And she is just like laughing to herself, like, what the fuck just happened? Because this is, so at Kyle's dinner party earlier this season, we saw Aaron really like going off the deep end in terms of talking about the cancer stuff. I feel like that was a very specific, like, weird moment. But now, as we're getting deeper into the season, I feel like it's more on a level where it's affecting how Denise is with the girls. And they're kind of realizing, like, oh, this is weird. And Denise, like, doesn't know how to be around this group and just act normal. And we see it later in the episode.
I mean, it's also, the whole thing is weird because Erica said it like correctly. If her husband spoke to any of the women the way Aaron did, and then they did a flashback of how he spoke to them at the dinner, she's like, she would like curse him out. And it was kind of crazy to see the way he speaks to people. Like, he's very like belittling. And I'm like, I kind of want to, it makes me kind of want to jump like through the screen and be like, who the fuck do you think you are? Also, side note about Aaron, when we'll get to Sutton's party, but when he got there and he read the numbers out loud from on top
six,
of what?
636, 36, numerology's good. Wait, oh my God.
What is like up with him? I just don't get it. Honestly, I had a thought last night. You know what Real Housewives of Beverly Hills needs? Charlie Sheen. Bring him on the show at this point. Honestly, God. Dylan and I have, so I thought last night's episode was, it could have been more dramatic. Also, guys, like, sorry, I tend to bring, like, lawnmowers with me everywhere I go. Like, yes, the landscapers are here again. If you can hear them, I'm sorry. You know that my lawn is fresh and cut and smells delicious. But anyway.
Can we talk about, okay, real quick before we move on, I do want to say I liked Dorit this episode. You were talking about Erica and her husband. Dorit was super open about the fact that she kind of experienced a similar thing with PK when she first came into the group, and that it was tough, it wasn't fun, but that they figured it out and now they know how to handle those situations. And I like that because I think Dorit sometimes skews in the direction of not being able to recognize when PK does something wrong or whatever, but it was good to see her kind of moving forward with that. And I think kind of understanding this was a problem before and we figured it out. And Denise, right. Now you're falling into that same thing and it's avoidable. It doesn't have to be like that.
You know what else was avoidable? When Denise went to the bathroom and left Aaron there and all of a sudden forgot she left him alone with all the women. Like, are you kidding? I like Dorit, though. Dorit's entire behavior this episode was great. Like, she knew what to say, when to say it, to hang back. Like, it was very different side. I think she felt in a lot of it like uncomfortable. Yeah. Like, even at Sutton party, she went up and greeted them. Like, she kind of didn't know where to. She also was like a deer in headlights in one scene at the table, just like standing out in the distance. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. We haven't seen Dorit really be like the peacekeeper in the past, because she's kind of been more involved in the arguments and, you know, petty drama and stuff. But at Sutton's party, I guess we'll just get through all the Denise and Aaron stuff first. When they were at Sutton's party, when Denise and Aaron decided to leave again, like, Denise is obsessed with saying that she's not upset, that she's not annoyed, she's not angry, and she's not storming off, she just is leaving. And Dorit basically called her out and was saying, Denise, you are upset. Even if you're not, you know, even if you just don't want to be in this situation right now, it's because you're upset and you
are. Yeah, she was crying in the car when they left. She was crying.
Right. And so I understand that, I guess she doesn't want the women to know that they're getting under her skin or whatever. But first of all, it's obvious. And second of all, it's just, she's lying. To say that to show up to a party like that and to get into an argument and then to leave without resolving it, it's because you're upset. And so it's strange that Denise seems fixated on claiming she's not upset and that she just is ready to go. And it's like, you've done this at like 3 different events now and it's not getting any better.
Yeah. And you guys know I love to incorporate Watch What Happens Live in these episodes. And last night, Kyle actually said that. She said she just wishes Denise talk through things instead of just like leaving. However, in this one scenario, I am kind of team Denise in the fact that she left Kyle's house and she even said it to Kyle. She's like, you left mine, so why is it such a big deal? And I kind of agree with her in that case, because it's like, Kyle, you did the exact same thing, but that we're past.
Yeah,
that.
I don't necessarily think, I don't have a problem with Denise leaving so much as not being honest and just saying, I left because I was upset and I didn't want to talk about it right then.
Right.
But I made a note that I feel like Denise and Aaron are turning into the new Alexis and Jim Bellino.
Why?
Because she can't go to anything without Aaron showing up. There is no reason he should have been at that party at Sutton's.
I agree. And he was like, oh, I'm the only husband. Aaron, did you think other men were going to like be there? Also, I have friends that do this too. Ask. Like, hey, are your husbands going? Like, but they said they knew why she didn't want to be alone. But like, it would have ended nicer if she came without him. She could have talked to the women, or they could have not talked about it. It could have been for another time or place.
Well, you can, it's it's clear that Aaron is not the kind of guy who can just take a backseat and not get involved. Like, we saw last night, Sutton's boyfriend, Michael, was there, and he was not even remotely in the conversation. Mm-hmm. And so Aaron
neither was Sutton. Sutton kind of just stood there.
Sutton was hosting.
Yeah, guys, in the beginning, when we first started talking about Sutton, I never, like, didn't like her, but I definitely needed to give her to bring me more of, like, her. Because I was like, I didn't like what she was doing, and I was like, who is this bitch? Oh, my God. But she has gotten better. I've said it a few weeks ago, and even last night, like, she was kind of, like, really cute. Like, she was, like... like, didn't know what to do because it was her hosting, but she was like, these are my girls. Like, I gotta hang with them.
I think she's settled into her role on the show, and her personality is showing now. I think at the beginning, she clearly didn't feel super comfortable in the social situations.
Yes.
And I think that kind of weirdness overtook the other parts of her personality.
Yeah.
And now I think we're seeing her more at ease. So she can be funny and she can make, you know, biting little comments, but it doesn't feel like it's coming from a place of, I'm uncomfortable, so I'm just going to be mean.
Well, of course, last night she had to, like, dig at Teddy a little bit, which, sorry, I 100% agree with her.
Yes.
Teddy's how many months pregnant in this episode, and she comes wearing a dress with, like, a knot on her stomach. Honey, you don't drag attention to the bump. You drag attention away from it. So Sutton was like, she's like cringes. She's like, I just want to give her some, like,
I'm going to give her some fashion.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Kim is here, but there are some little other details I want to talk about, like AKA Dorit's closet. What the fuck?
Dorit's closet, sadly, she only has room for 226 pairs of shoes, so she's going to have to get rid of a few.
She owns 229 pairs, so, like, what do we do? What do we do?
I literally think she needs to expand her house or something.
She literally was like, I want to buy a new house. Like, she didn't think about it beforehand. I can't. I really need to see. I want them to do a tour of everyone's closets so I can see which ones I like the best. That's what I would like.
I need it to be like a separate YouTube video or something.
Oh, yeah.
So they can, because I don't want just 10 seconds of the episode where they're like, here's Dorit's closet, pan around. I'm like, no, I want full tour.
Oh, no. I don't mean during an episode. I mean like a show.
Like, they've done... Bravo on YouTube has like some home tours and a couple closet tours, but they should be more thorough with that because I would like to see everything.
Yeah, like who cares about, I care about the Kitchens too. Also,
we were just talking about the walk in that Malibu house.
Yeah, no, I do care about Kitchens a lot. Like that actually is the main part of the house, but I guess their closets are very close second. But last night also, we see Erica and Rinna doing M-Sculpt, and I just want to shout out real quickly that I have done M-Sculpt, and, like, I look the same. okay? It, like, no, because people who have money like them, not me, you need to do something like this, like, 3 times a week to get, like, abs. And, like, most people can't even afford to go once, me. And so I went, and it was, like, fun, but, like, it's not, if anyone wants to, like, go with me, like, reach out, like, I'll go back with you again. But I do want to do the thing Rinna did to her ass. Like, that looked fun.
I love a self-care appointment moment on Real Housewives.
They get real intimate.
Speaking of going to some kind of medical appointment, we have the return of the one and only Kim Richards, who
fabulous.
She looks good. We first see her in the car with Kyle, and they have a little moment where Kyle thinks she's getting pulled over, which I will say I don't think has aged super well in this time of talking about issues with the police, because we see these two wealthy white women in the car being like, I hope we don't get pulled over. And it's like, that could be bad depending if they didn't look the way they did, but whatever. If you thought they
weren't getting pulled over, Kyle like saw a cop and like she thought she was getting pulled over. Like because she like went through a red light, which like she probably didn't or did. I don't know.
Yeah, I was like, well, if you thought they were editing these episodes for anything, for questionable content, I think that would have been taken out. So, but so we see her at, Kim is at the doctor to get her breast implants removed and a little bit of lift, because she says that it looks like somebody took a bite out of one of her boobs. And I just, oh, Kim, I love that that's what she returns to the show for. It's not like, we're seeing her at a party or something. It's no, we're going to the doctor's appointment and your boobs are just going to be hanging out. And welcome back to the show.
Well, they were doing it because they were incorporating Kyle and their mom passed away from breast cancer. So they were making it like more of a storyline. That's really what was happening there. But Kim looks fucking amazing. That nose job is like everything she needed. Not saying she didn't look good before, but she looks like fabulous. But I love when they came and she was like, yeah, and they're like, are you sisters? And she's like, yeah, our mom called us chocolate and vanilla. Like, Kim, I can't. But I kind of really liked, Kyle's always talked about, they both have always talked about like their mom and how like devastating it was. But last night kind of like hit a little differently. Like Kyle was a little more open about it and gave a little bit more detail. And so, and how she really does have terrible anxiety about stuff like this. So it was like, her worrying about Kim, like she always has, and like just making sure like Kim was okay and being there. And Kim is okay. She was like, when she woke up from her anesthesia, she said to Kyle, have you talked to Kyle? And Kyle said, I am Kyle.
I am Kyle. I spoke to Kimberly and Brooke.
she goes, do I look scary? And Kyle's like, no. She goes, well, yeah, you do look a little scary. But I loved how Kim was like, gave the doctor a hug when the doctor left the room at her consultation. Because I was like, no, Kim, you're naked.
literally hanging out, gives the doctor a hug.
And the doctor was like hesitant too. I was like, no, you don't hug like now. You have the robe on and it's open in the front. Oh my God.
I'm excited. So now we have Kim kind of back in the mix. And then next week is Kyle's big, not a white party, but a black and white party, because it looks better in the photos.
Pictures. Yeah.
And what if everyone
comes wearing one color?
Oof. I don't know. But we're going to have Eileen, Adrian, Brandy. It's going to be a whole big reunion.
Well, it's funny because every episode so far has made it seem like we're getting into it. We're getting into the Brandy and Denise drama. We're getting into it. And it literally hasn't happened. But next week, the fact that we see Brandy's face in the show is giving me some hope that we are cutting this bullshit of whatever the hell else is going on in the show. Side note, give us more Garcelle. Thank you. And she looked amazing in her interviews. Oh, also, was Kyle the only one that had a home interview last night?
I think so. Oh, and Denise had a moment where she was doing a home interview and Aaron popped up. But
yeah,
there,
that was fun.
Just from those little moments, theirs looks so much better than the New York ones.
I don't know. I can't tell. You can tell right away that it's a home one. So I'm just like, oh God.
It just was like Kyle's background looked so much more luxe. And
well, that's Kyle's house, like, and life
I know,
in general.
But all of them have, whereas, like, I love Leah, but, you know, her apartment doesn't look the same as a housewife's confessional backdrop.
She just redid her apartment, though, so maybe it'll change. But, yeah, so I'm super excited to see this, and also all the other old housewives. Like, I miss them. I truly do. But you know who we won't see?
Lisa Vanderpump.
LVP. Yes.
Yeah. She's not, she wouldn't touch that party with a 10-foot pole.
So.
Wait, speaking of Lisa Vanderpump, Villa Blanca is gone forever.
I know, that is cray.
Okay. So the thing is, the official reason that has been reported that they're not reopening is because there's this sexual harassment lawsuit that they're tangled up in and they're just not gonna try to reopen. I had heard that it was likely they weren't gonna reopen after COVID anyway, because let's be honest, between all of those restaurants, Villa Blanca is not the one that is bringing in the cash. So
I don't know. I think in the season one, when she said like Villa Blanca's where you bring your wife and Sir's where you bring your mistress, like it's where the high end people go.
But that's not, the thing is, all the other, her restaurants in West Hollywood are, like, famous now.
Right.
People go there, like, tourists go there. Villa Blanca, not like that. It's not like that. Nobody goes to Beverly Hills to eat at Villa Blanca. So.
Because I actually want to. But now I can't.
I think it's a little bit convenient that they now have this kind of reason to close the restaurant.
Right. Wait, one last detail too. Speaking of restaurants, did you notice Sutton's theme of her invitation?
Oh my God. A night in Capri.
Capri.
we cannot escape Italy in the season of Beverly Hills, and they haven't even gone on the trip yet.
I know. I'm like so excited.
And then, so they have this Italian jewelry designer, and Dorit's insists on speaking Italian, and it was kind of impressive. I don't think we've heard her speak Italian like that
before. We lived
there
for 10 years. And it's so sexy when she does it. Remember, she was like, Antonio, I hope.
Antonio.
Okay, doesn't hear. Wait, also, what is first, actually? I just realized this. What is first, the drama or the trip to Rome?
I believe...
because does Denise go to, I just stuttered hardcore. Does Denise go to Rome? No, right? I
don't
think she does.
I don't think she does either.
Luckily, we will recap it for you guys when we find out.
Because, yeah, Brandy comes on the show next week, but I don't think it's like she comes on the show and right away it's like, I fucked Denise.
Oh my God, who's your Bravo Lab of the group?
I will say, I'll go with Tracy. She got the $500 million portfolio.
Okay.
What about you?
I like that. You know what? I'm going to agree with you because of all the hard work that she put into it to get what she wanted, and that she's a boss bitch again, and that she claimed that she wasn't leaving until she got it. Like, that was hers. So
absolutely.
I appreciate her attitude and congrats. And you can just like throw me like 100K. It's fine.
And I'll just say honorable mention, Kim Richards, always a pleasure.
Honorable mention for me, same show, Frederick, because like, love you always.
Yeah, we'll see where that goes. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We will be back tomorrow to talk about Real Housewives of New York and also get into Below Deck Med a little bit. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, join our Facebook group, Bravo by Betches, and follow us on Instagram.
Hasta mañana.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.